This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have come to that place in the economic cycle where governments are giving people money. To be clear, the economic cycle that we are in is far from a normal one. Pandemic hangover, inflation, you, I'm sure, know the list as well as I do. So, about a dozen states are sending checks to residents who qualify. Tax rebates is what they're being called, mostly. Also, inflation relief checks, depends on the state. In California, for instance, taxpayers are going to get as much as $1,050, depending on income. In Indiana, it's $125 regardless. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looked into how states are deciding how much to give and to whom.
It's easy to compare these state programs to those federal stimulus payments we got at the beginning of the pandemic, but...
Stimulus, I don't know that I love that word in this context.
Joshua Hausman, a professor of public policy at the University of Michigan, says these state programs aren't supposed to stimulate the economy. They're supposed to help people deal with rising prices. But maybe you already see the problem here.
This is not a good idea if you care about inflation, because the way inflation falls is for people to spend less. And so sending them money does exactly the opposite.
A few states handing out a few $100 won't increase the price of gas or groceries, but if a bunch of states do this, it could have an effect on the economy. Dan Wilson, an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, says these programs should target recipients.
They want to give as much money as possible to the groups that really need it at the moment, but limit the total amount of money that's going out in order to limit the, you know, the fuel they're throwing on the inflation fire.
Wilson says states are in a good place to do this. They have local data about the cost of living, wages, and household savings. Still, Wendy Edelberg, an economist at the Brookings Institution, says it would make more sense to increase SNAP benefits and child tax credits instead, or pay in installments.
Sending people big checks gives us a higher probability that they're just going to go out and increase their spending all at once.
She says, in reality, though, governments don't have the resources to coordinate all this. Plus,
more cynically, I'm sure they want the help to be salient. That's just the nature of politics.
I mean, really, who doesn't like free money? I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.